Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I reset the sobriety clock for this.
No, don't do that.
You know, it's going on a couple years.
You haven't even taken a sip yet, though.
Yeah, so it's like it's so, still not too late. You don't have to reset the sobriety clock.
I could.
Oh, man. It's going to get dark.
Well, ladies in germs, we've got a very special guest today. We've got Brandon Wardell.
Hello.
Alive and in the flesh.
Yes.
And here he is.
They might not know who I am.
Brandon, you can introduce yourself.
What have you been in, You've been in movies? You were in I Think You Should Leave?
Yes.
You're in that sketch with Tim Heidecker and
Yeah. There's a sketch with Heidecker.
You have a great podcast.
Yeah, but
I've
still.
I've been on twice. Yeah.
Great episodes.
Fantastic episodes. Yeah.
Some of the best eps.
Yeah, by far.
Good MGK talk.
Oh my god, the MGK shit was fantastic. I've been thinking about that a lot lately. Just like notice like he's just more in the news lately, and he's a
happily married man now.
Yeah, very happily married.
Right, is he still married?
Just watched the Hulu doc.
Did you actually watch
Machine
that?
Gun Kelly, Life in Pink?
And
it's interesting. It's definitely. I mean, it's like it's Machine Gun Kelly propaganda. For
yeah,
sure.
I saw one clip from it where he's like, you know, I called Megan, I had a fucking shotgun in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, don't do this. And I was like,
yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
They're so passionate.
Yeah,
it's very passionate.
Well, I
mean, it's funny, there's like a lot of, they're trying to sell you on Machine Gun Kelly, for sure. And, you know, like there's these scenes where, he's describing tumultuous moments that he's gone through recently, where he's talking about, like, you know, the dealing with the death of his father, and, you know, he's that kind of thing. But, you know, he's talking about, like, yeah, I got, you know, I just have all these problems, like I'm dealing with so much pain, and I channel it into my lyrics, and then it'll cut to the actual music, and it's just him like, I fell in love with an emo girl, you know.
Dude, I still can't get over the shit that we looked at on the podcast.
The Kendall clip?
Yeah, like I don't want to just
kind of
did
a
they
famous
cover that
one.
At all?
No,
did they,
no,
like,
no.
Give it a,
because
like,
he's
a,
like a producer on the documentary.
Like,
so like there's scenes where they show you know, like a hater montage or whatever, but they choose like the lamest guys. Like they're just choosing like
you suck
lame like webcam guys. Just like they're very intentional in their
Brandon's
curation
in it, actually.
Of
Brandon's one of the guys
who the haters are. Yeah,
that's his, biggest, his new role.
They're not really using any of the legitimate ammo, you know.
Yeah, but there is a lot of legitimate ammo with Machine Gun Kelly.
I mean, mostly just
18, dog?
Stinks. You know, I mean, I'm sure if I were to meet him, he'd.
I'm sure he's great.
I'm sure that he's like, probably be nice and I'd feel bad. But also, I don't know. I mean, he seems like a volatile character. Who's to say what version of Machine Gun Kelly I'd get? I mean, Coulson is an actor as well.
He's an
actor. So, I mean, it's yeah, that Kendall clip is so funny.
The Kendall clip and also the one where it's
don't
like,
let me move to L.A. Yeah,
bro, don't let me
I'm
move to L.A.
I'm snagging that.
She's like, Brian, wait till she's turning 18, dog.
I'll go now.
Hey, but he's just fucking like, yeah, he had that list of the like rock stars that did 14. Like, he had that ready.
He had it at the ready.
Lead singer of, I don't want to name the wrong band and accuse a singer of being but.
Alice Cooper? Didn't he do something?
I think a lot of those rock stars did.
Is it, do you guys have clips in this? Do you guys show clips? Do you add
clips
in post?
Sure. We can, yeah.
We can tell our editor.
Can we add the editor, have him add the clip?
The MGK
right
clip?
Yeah,
everyone
yeah.
Just give this one a watch.
Don't let me move to LA. Oof. I'm fighting her. I'm not waiting until she's 18. I'll go now.
Yeah.
Courtesy of Brandon.
I mean, we don't own the clip, but we can use it because we're talking
you
about it.
You can use it. Fair use.
Exactly.
Yep. Fair use.
I'd like to see him try to sue our fucking asses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How litigious is Machine Gun Kelly?
He's probably got a pretty good legal team.
For sure.
He's very rich and famous, so he probably... And I don't know, with some of the things he's saying in those clips, dude, he's got to have a good legal team. Where he's like talking about like, man, the craziest sex stuff I've done, man, it's like illegal. And like, there's not many sex things that are illegal.
Yeah.
Besides like...
No, there's one in particular. That...
Yeah. Well, there's two I can think of. There's animals.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That one. Yeah. And then family stuff. Which is that technically? Well, sodomy, depending on the state. Maybe he just had sodomy. And he's like, dude, it's illegal, man.
What's the... How does prosecuting somebody for sodomy work?
I mean, that was a Supreme Court case.
Yeah.
A very big one. Oglethorpe first, like, I think it was Oglethorpe something. The Supreme Court was taking a look at it again recently.
Uh-huh.
And I learned what sodomy was through church. So in my head, I just thought it was anal sex.
Right. That's what...
which was sinners do.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it just anal sex?
I don't think anal sex itself is legally a U.S. crime.
No, it until like a certain point it was.
Yeah.
Like sodomy. It was illegal. Like sodomy was a crime.
Yeah.
So like which the whole Supreme Court case was like, I think the cops busted into the wrong house and there were two men having sex.
Yeah.
They were like, get them. And they arrested them and then like charged them with like sodomy, even though it was a complete wrong house. So then dude's like, am I getting charged for having gay sex? And they went to the Supreme Court and they ruled like in his favor, like it, you know. I mean, you can have butt sex if you... Mm-hmm. That's a term no one says anymore, butt sex. That's very like a seventh grade South Park term. But like, we got
to
bring it back.
Try
everyone
slide
just says
that
anal.
Into like a conversation and like in a relationship you're in or something.
Butt sex.
That is very... It is very eighth grade sort of everything is AIDS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
very...
like harkens back to a different time. Like, yes. Like the Great Family Guy song about fucking Brokeback Mountain, which, have you seen Brokeback Mountain?
No.
You haven't either?
No.
It's devastating, dude. It's such a good movie, though. I thought about rewatching it recently. That movie fucking is, it's, you know, because like, I was like, I'll watch this. It's all the jokes, Family Guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this what if it's
funny? It's a beautiful movie.
I thought it was just going to be like cheesy and dumb. And I sat down, I sat my white ass down and I listened and I cried.
Uh-huh.
I cried my ass off at the end of that movie. It's devastating.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, Heath Ledger.
I mean, they commit a crime.
Gyllenhaal.
Sodomy.
Yeah.
But.
Who are their wives in that movie?
Anne Hathaway. And. Who's the other?
I don't remember. I was just focused on the tent scenes.
Yeah.
Hathaway, you remember Hathaway and Havoc?
I don't think I've seen Havoc.
Ooh, Ooga.
Do they have a topless scene?
Uh-oh.
Oh, I've seen that one on Reddit.
Ooh, yeah.
I've
no,
seen the GIF.
I haven't seen the movie. I've seen the GIF.
Seen the GIF.
There's like a lot of, that's...
It takes me back to ninth grade, seeing like this looping GIF of Anne Hathaway. Like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it takes me... I'm still looking at those GIFs, you know?
Same, dude.
Reddit is all, I kind of exclusively use Reddit
for what?
Jacking off.
If
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
use it for,
we don't talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we don't talk about it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, you don't go blue.
No, we have
you don't like
sponsors, so.
You don't like that kind of stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Well, we go. We support the blue. We back the blue.
You're sponsored by
the LAPD.
Yeah,
we have a recruitment ad that's about to play in a few minutes. So you guys can look forward to that. Brandon's actually gonna do the read for it. But
yeah, use code Super Mega at the Los Angeles Police Academy.
get a free magazine for your Glock, dude. Fucking Reddit. You know what the move is?
Mm-hmm.
You have to make a separate Reddit account exclusively for viewing pornography.
Because
I don't want it to bleed into my regular Reddit account. Like, I don't want to be scrolling Reddit and be like, oh, ooh.
Sometimes you're lazy at night, though, and you're on your main
account. I just fucking whoop. No. Just swap over, man.
That's smart.
And then you can add all the subreddits. So when
I've lost
it's like
all
you look
of the,
curated
like,
pornography.
Informational value of Reddit. Because now I just associate it with perversion.
Yeah.
Is it all you use it for?
Yeah.
Political okay.
No discourse.
He goes on 4chan for the political discussion.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on Poll.
Yeah, now Poll is big fans of us. We're big fans of them. We're champagne socialists.
Yeah.
To Poll. We're dirtbag leftists.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know, fucking
I mean, you look like a guy that could be on Poll.
Thank you, Brandon.
You know.
I do, actually.
You're Aryan.
Yeah, I am Aryan. Yeah,
Aryan,
got the blonde hair, the blue eyes,
beautiful blue eyes,
little blueberries, man. Just want to fucking pop them out and eat them. No, I remember when I was in like 10th grade. I mean, high school. I went on 4chan in like middle school and high school, and
it was different. It was a different.
It was a little bit different, like 10 years ago.
Yeah,
I don't like. I mean, it's always been awful, you know.
But
it's like
it was,
wasn't like a safe place back then. But now it's become so. It's always been bad, but now it's just like straight up like mass shooters, circle jerking, and saying the N word, which is kind of like our subreddit.
But all that, right? They've got
well, there's
still,
like anime board,
like is
maybe.
Is random still?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they still doing their thing? On B.
Yeah, dude. B, are you a B-tard?
not personally, but. You know,
dude. I brought up 4chan because I remember in high school I was like, "Oh, there's porn on 4chan." And then after going to like 4chan for porn for a bit, I was like, oh, "That's not good."
Yeah,
there's some bad stuff.
You wander into some stuff that you know.
Yeah, it's like I don't think this is should be on the internet.
Yeah,
I went on 8chan once.
Oh yeah,
that's like the worst version of 4chan.
Right.
I was curious. I was like, "How bad can 8chan be?"
That's where Q started. Yeah.
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 So I went on there and I spent probably 5 minutes on there and I was just like, I could not believe. Yeah. Honestly, like it was mainly just racism. It was mainly just like the most racist memes possible.
Right.
But like not even like, well, not that they're funny to begin with, but like just like what are you guys laughing at with this meme? This is fucked.
Right.
Which I guess that's the point.
Yeah.
I'm a freaking 8chaner. You ever seen the guy that created it?
Oh yeah, he's like disabled, right?
Differently.
8chan.
Yeah.
Why does that matter?
He
just asked you if he knew him.
He asked me if he knew him. Do you have to bring
like
up
personally?
His disability?
No, I think it's
it doesn't define him, dude. 8chan does.
No,
does.
Yeah. What's that Drake line where he's like, God gave me disability?
What does he say?
Did he say that? Who said
Drake's
that?
Drake's got some good fucking bars.
Who said?
God gave me disability.
Is that like a reference to
who
Degrassi?
Said that?
What?
I watched. Oh, dude! Earlier today, I was on Twitter and just you know that account Uberfax.
Yeah,
they're not facts.
No, they're. I like the account, but they posted.
I used to follow it like in high school or some shit.
They posted a 3.5 minute video. It's like facts about Drake. And I watched the entire thing, and it's just like Drake gifts with like, was born in Toronto, Canada, has a Jewish mother, his father, Dennis Graham, and it's just fucking these Drake facts.
Who invited you? Do you know who I am? Seen that video?
Of Drake?
Yeah.
No, but I've seen the one where he's outside the club, and he has like all that money, and he like is mad, and he like puts it down or whatever, like hands it to someone to hold for him.
Like a pile of money.
Yeah. He's like a duffel bag of cash.
Obama used to be on disability, but gave me this ability. that's what I was looking for.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Better.
I knew I wasn't just like, I was going to feel insane for the next I'm staying off my phone, but I was going to feel insane if I didn't look that up. We got the Bono AIDS phone.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude, you've got the red edition.
I've got a cracked.
Do they still make those?
Bono AIDS phone. I believe so.
You know Markiplier?
Parentheses red. What's up?
Do you know who Markiplier is?
It's that's such just a weird.
Yeah, what do I.
It will connect.
What's that? That's. He's YouTube. Yeah.
He's a YouTuber. We used to work for him.
Okay.
We would edit Five Nights at Freddy's compilations and okay. star in his sketch videos or
yeah.
whatever he wanted us to be in.
Yeah.
And at one point, there was a Markiplier edition of the red iPhone.
Like he had it.
It was a Markiplier edition.
It was a Markiplier.
Markiplier's Heroes.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
You wow.
You got the privilege of packaging those.
I think I still have one back at my place.
We have one here.
Or not, if I'm not, it's if an I'm iPod not supposed touch. To have one.
Yeah, you don't have one.
Yeah, we're in the compound.
Yeah, this place is a compound, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a, yeah, I don't know, gamer frat house vibes. Red cups.
Multiple people have described it as a gamer frat house.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, with what's on the walls and the overall... vibe of the place.
Well, I mean, like, when you walked in, the first thing you noticed was the O.J. Simpson autograph. It's the first thing you see when you walk in is the O.J. memorabilia.
I mean, this is a nice pool here.
We have wonderful.
I'm surprised it's not fans
all this stuff. Was that? Oh, yeah?
Yeah, these are all.
Matt, this is all via the P.O. box.
What are you talking about, Matt?
What?
For the audio listeners, I'm thinking about them.
Oh yeah, it's
I know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I can't forget about them. It's the Michael Richards Funko Pop, but it's in like a display case.
Yes.
Fucking,
like it's a premium edition where there's like a backdrop with the famous portrait, the Kramer portrait. It's not. I would not call it. I would call it a Kramer Funko. I would not call it a Michael Richards Funko. That's a different situation.
Dude, imagine one of these where it's got like the Laugh Factory backdrop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, we should replace it with like the Laugh Factory stage. He's a Funko.
He's a Funko.
That was a good turn of phrase.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Well, I can't say what he really said.
Why not? He's a Funko.
Freedom of speech, baby.
Well, Brandon is pretty good at the quote. You said
it's a monologue, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of a monologue. Well, what
I'm
like
going to audition. I'm going to be performing a monologue today.
It is really. I do love it when he's like, "These words."
Oh,
like,
yeah. They shock you.
Well, like he like sort of pivots into like.
It was like a Carlin.
Should they like see?
Situation? Yeah,
I played exactly into the trap that you guys fell for.
He's instantly like, "Fuck! I'm gonna make this into like a."
But then he kind of doubles down.
The
hard.
Letterman appearance is crazy.
Everyone laughs like when he
because
like,
he's
Jerry's
being
like,
funny.
Oh,
yeah,
Kramer, Michael Richards wants to say something. Everyone starts laughing when he shows up. He's like, no.
I said some. Rude things to some
nasty
trash some trash talk to some Afro-Americans.
Afro-Americans.
It does say Afro-Americans. They did that. The Curb episode where they wink at it is very funny.
You're in a Curb episode.
Yeah, it's that. It's like
I was just watching Curb once, and I see fucking Brandon.
Yeah,
he's walking on the sidewalk with a selfie stick.
Season
and Larry
10,
David,
episode 1.
There it is. Larry David walks up and grabs his selfie stick and breaks it in half.
Do you know that email from my doctor that I got like when that episode came out?
No.
Like I went to the doctor like that week, just like a routine checkup, and then I get an email that's like subject line lab results, and it's like if you haven't seen the episode, it's like I'm in it for 30 seconds. Like it's always when I do a show and somebody. With that, like, without asking me, is like this next comic you might know from Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm like, don't do that. That's not the credit. That's not a like. I'm in it off like a technicality. I'm like in it for like 1 minute.
Hey, you're in it.
But this email, it's from my doctor. It's like, hi Brandon, great to see you last week. Right after a visit, I saw you in the opening of the season premiere of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Short but sweet, haha.
Lab results.
See attached for your finalized lab results. Negative.
You have chlamydia.
For chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, and HIV.
Nice.
Hey, man.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, don't have any of those as of February 2020.
Good, good.
It's July.
I'm excited for you.
2022. Yeah. I got something for you. We're actually going to go to, I'll give it to Brandon after the ad break.
Okay.
We're going to go to some sponsors real quick.
Okay, absolutely.
And then we'll be right back with more laughs and funny stuff. It's fucking fruit fly, dude. It's killing me, man.
Just cut the ads.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
And we're back with more Brandon Wardell for you.
Yeah, random Wardell.
Yeah,
random like, Wardell when I'm here.
Let's go, Brandon.
Ever
hear that one before?
The most epic year to be a guy named Brandon.
It absolutely is, dude.
It's awesome.
Yeah. You could do a whole stand-up routine about that. Be like, yeah, so my name's Brandon. I don't know if you guys know, but it's not the best year to be named Brandon.
You know, you
can have that one
have,
for free.
You do have, God has forced my hand into acknowledging it on stage. I have to. I gotta, you know.
I saw you do stand up once actually at the Lodge Room before you opened for Adam Friedland.
Oh, yes.
You opened for Stav too.
Yeah. I mean, when they're in town, yeah.
We went and saw Stav at the Lodge Room. Maybe you opened.
When was that?
It was a couple years ago.
I wasn't on that one, but you know, the most recent Stav visit to LA, it was like a three consecutive. You were at the when we did the Yeah But Still Live at the Lodge.
Yeah.
And that was the same week. It was like two nights of Stav, and then we did the podcast.
Yeah, you did two back to back shows at the Lodge Room. You had fucking the Austin Powers impersonator.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I was
Yeah,
when I was talking to him, I was just surprised that he doesn't drop character. Like
he does the voice the whole time. Which yeah, do you want to explain the Austin Powers impersonator to the folks at home? It's pretty
easy to
explain. My
next guest needs no introduction. He he's an oh fuck
oh shit
oh,
more
wow.
mics.
Yeah, that's a lot of mics. Hard lemonade.
Oh geez.
More White Claw. Are you boys
thirsty? Look at that.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
I will say I do remember. Wasn't it?
Yeah, champagne.
Okay,
dude,
okay,
Jesus
okay.
Christ, dude.
Oh boy,
did you ask?
Lordy,
for a white
lordy,
claw?
Lordy. What's up?
I didn't
ask. But
what
okay.
is this variety pack number 3? Strawberry, mango, blackberry, pineapple. Anyway, he impersonates Austin Powers and does a fantastic job.
He does. It's uncanny.
It is.
But
he
will,
did. Daddy Wasn't There. He did the BBC song.
Yeah, he knew Daddy Wasn't There is my favorite Austin Powers song. I think it's a good song.
I'm more nostalgic for the Goldmember movie than any of the other ones
because
that's the first one I got to see in theaters.
Oh yeah,
because the other ones I was probably like,
yeah, I think they. Did
I never saw any in theaters. Anyway, Brandon, yeah, he's a fantastic Austin Powers. You've had him on the podcast.
Yes, yeah, I
liked someone
is
in the audience.
Like a frequent guest, or is it just like
he's
one?
we've had him on once. I mean, he was at my birthday, and there was like people were like, oh man, who hired you, the Austin Powers impersonator? And I was like, no, I took matters into my own hands. that was all me. But yeah, I've done live shows where he's come out. What I love about this Austin Powers impersonator, we should say his name, Richard Halpern. Richard Halpern has the Austin Powers impersonator handle on Instagram. Instagram.com/AustinPowersImpersonator.
Luke, throw up the picture of me with him so people can see how uncanny this is.
Maybe the one with me as well.
No, you don't. You sure? Okay.
And then Photoshop one with me.
And put Ryan in it.
I just want to feel included.
Well, yeah, you're kind of the only person here who doesn't really have
experience.
See, I'd love to like introduce him, but also that's
Austin
like y'all's thing, so we can't steal the
Matt
Austin
sent me photos.
Yeah.
But no video or anything. It wasn't even a live photo, so I couldn't like sneak. Like,
yeah. Well,
like, hey, can I get a video?
Fun thing about talking to that guy is that if you you ask him about, so the first place I ever met him was at an Austin Powers themed bar in Glendale.
The Electric Pussycat. Called, we lived less than a block from that.
Yes,
we lived
the Electric
on that
Pussycat,
block. That's where we started Super Mega.
Which is like, there was like a mini me impersonator. Mm-hmm. But I remember one time I had gone to Electric Pussycat a couple times, and then the third time I went, there was a cover charge, which I was like, oh, that's strange. Something has shifted here. I walk in, I order my favorite Austin Powers themed cocktail. It's like a blue cryogenic drink. And
like a mojo.
Yeah. You're drinking mojo. You're off the mojo. But I asked for that. And then the bartender, keep in mind, the bar looks the decor is as it was before.
Yeah.
But she goes, oh yeah, sorry, we don't really do that whole Austin Powers thing anymore. I'm like, why does it, it still looks the same. It's just you don't have the Austin Powers guys come out. But, you know, he's a fascinating guy.
That's what fucking wokeism's doing to America now.
This is what they took away from us.
Never forget what they took from you.
It's wild talking to him about the Electric Pussycat because he will talk about, like, crooked business practices, but still he's still doing the voice. So he's like, oh, they were embezzling money, baby. You know?
No, yeah, so, well, first of all, RIP to that place. It shut down. Yeah. I wonder why. But
yeah,
we lived, so our apartment, if you looked, both of our bedroom windows, mm-hmm. you
is
look
it
out.
Glendale?
Yeah. It's across from our old place. It was next door to King Taco.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
really?
Next door to King Taco. And I remember, like, you could look out our windows and just hear it going off at night. And, like, yeah. I'd be laying in bed because we had...
Was it a themed bar at that point in time?
Yeah.
So little... To our knowledge,
we literally lived
that thumping and that, like, all
you
that
it was so loud every
it was
night.
Just yeah. Austin Powers people and shit.
Yes, Brandon imagine was probably there while we were fucking.
I might have been there.
Imagine what a fucking fever dream it would have been, because we're like both like kind of newly plucked from South Carolina, like just walking into a fucking Austin Powers themed bar.
Not to mention two buildings down is a Scientology building.
Yep,
it's like, but they don't like brand it as that. Like right. It's like the pathway to happiness. You're like, what is this? And you walk by and look inside.
It's
and
a
all
self-help
this,
yeah. program at first.
Yeah. And they don't say Scientology, but...
I was just watching that Louis Theroux Scientology.
Oh, I wanted to watch that one.
It's good.
The HBO one is crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going clear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this like is at times. Least because it's, well, because it's like him, it's like kind of funny mm-hmm. at points, you know.
No, he does great fucking documentaries.
I like his one on the Westboro Baptist Church, too.
Oh, yeah. I gotta watch it.
It's there's
the man.
Yes,
it's so weird that he's like now he's like a TikTok
is
trend.
He,
is that
that my money don't?
Oh so, yeah, because yeah. he did that video. He did like an internet like interview show. It's like I can't remember the name of it, but it's like something having wings. Like a
like it's funny to be this like very like accomplished documentarian for like 20 years, and all of a sudden. 13-year-olds are just like, yeah, the TikTok.
It blew up. It was everywhere.
Song guy. Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's kind of how it goes now.
That's how it goes.
You know? It's yeah. fucking. You have all these great.
Well, I didn't
comics
know it was,
and
I didn't know it was him at first. It was yeah. like this whole like I heard it and I was like, I get the trend. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, the clip comes on. It was from that like interview show and like Jesus
yeah.
Christ,
Chicken Shop did.
Because I haven't thought right. about him since seeing like his Scientology documentary
yeah.
and shit.
Yeah.
Would you give this to Brandon?
Oh, is this a big surprise?
It's not the big surprise. It's a big surprise. Yeah.
This is big. Hey.
Get yourself something nice.
Oh, look at... Oh, boy. Oh, there it is.
That's right.
Oh, it's a... There... Can we zoom... Well, nobody's here to zoom in.
But the editor can right there. That
the editor,
camera.
It's the editor can.
It's a.
Do you do the jump zooms?
We
no,
could
not on the podcast. I mean, we could do it real goofy with the.
The people love doing those.
That's a big YouTube thing, and we are guilty of that as well, as YouTubers. Not
hell
so much
yeah.
anymore.
Look at
though.
That.
Yeah,
there it is.
It's Donald
there's
Trump's second presidential term coin.
The Trump coin.
Family to us.
It's a piece of history.
Yeah. I Man, have we? Have you guys talked about like his tweets on here? Just like
Trump's tweets.
Yeah, just don't you miss him? Don't you miss him being on?
First, at first I thought you were talking about Louis Theroux, and I'm like,
oh no.
Okay, Trump.
Hey, Covfefe. Yeah, Brandon, we got a little Covfefe and hamburgers for you after the podcast is done.
Well, he can't tweet anymore because Matt and I pulled some strings.
Yes, we did.
Yep. Oh, thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That Graydon Carter tweet, there's a bunch of them, but he has the one where he's like, editor-in-chief of Vanity Fair and owner of bad food restaurants. Graydon Carter has a problem. His Vanity Fair Oscars party is no longer hot.
His tweets were funny.
My favorite one was the nipples protruding.
Oh, the Barney Frank one.
Oh, Barney Frank, yeah.
Barney Frank. Brandon Waddell looked disgusting in front of Congress. Nipples protruding.
It's like, I feel like that's kind of, I mean, I feel like that has eclipsed everything else about Barney Frank.
No, that's all I know Barney Frank for. And to be honest, like, it is pretty bad. Like, if you look at the picture of Barney Frank in front of
his
Congress.
His nipples
like,
were protruding.
Were they?
Yeah. They were protruding. Ooh. Like, it's like. Yeah.
Wait, did he upload it with the picture?
No, that's just someone paired it.
Yeah, they were really
Barney Frank looked disgusting.
Out to play.
Dash, dash, nipples protruding, dash, dash, in his blue shirt before Congress. Very, very
in his
disrespectful.
Blue shirt. I like how he gets very specific for no reason. Yes.
Very, very disrespectful.
Do you think that tweet's going to be in, like, history books?
If they put any of his tweets. I hope they put that one. Honestly, like, you can just... Well, not anymore.
Well, yeah, actually, almost definitely. Because that was kind of a defining quality about him during his presidency.
Oh, yeah, his tweets will be in history books, but...
Yeah.
You know, it's like... I don't know which ones.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that one. I'm a big fan of that one.
They'll probably just do the ones about the January 6th stuff or...
Yeah.
The boring shit.
None of the hits. None of, like, him getting... Well, because honestly, the best tweets were kind of... pre-presidency, but
they were. Have
he
you
got
seen
some.
The one
he got some
about?
Hits off. He got some hits off in office for sure.
Have you seen the tweet about brain?
What?
Oh, yes. The one where it's like, hey, your dad gives good brain, and he's like, yes, I have great genes.
Yeah, yeah. It was young base god at real Donald Trump. Your dad gives good brain. Damn. And he retweets it and goes, it's called genes. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Fucking
that's
there
a big,
was so many
a big classic.
There were so many like eras of his Twitter that just like I'm not going to say I miss the guy on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But it was
I do miss him on Twitter. That's not an endorsement.
Yeah, no. I mean I love Donald Trump as much as the next guy, but his tweets were pretty. They could be bangers.
He was
well when he wasn't like promoting the actual like death threats and bigotry and shit. Show me one.
When was he posting death threats?
He posted one against Ryan.
Oh yeah,
and that was like not very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because of the power he held.
Yeah,
it's like a Bill Clinton situation.
Yes.
I felt like Monica Lewinsky.
Mm. I mean, you're very similar to Monica Lewinsky in a lot of ways.
Thank you.
I've been secretly recording you. Like, and I gave it to the FBI.
Oh.
I just finished the Bill Clinton American Crime Story series.
How was it?
Where,
Beanie Feldstein
plays Monica Lewinsky. It was really good. I was like,
that's a Ryan Murphy program.
Mm-hmm.
He's
that the Glee man?
Yeah. You remember
Did
when that,
Glee?
You remember when
Glee
there was
American
that
Horror Story?
Do you remember on Glee when there was that?
I never watched Glee. I heard about that.
It was the girl.
Is it when they were being brave.
It's the girl with Down syndrome and she's got a Glock.
Oh, this is not what I was thinking of.
She's got a Glock. In what story context does she have a Glock?
This is the I've
or do
only
you mean
seen
the actress has a Glock in a separate phone.
No, on the
like,
in the
she's
show.
She's just walking down the street.
Literally, my when I pull up Chrome to search this, like immediately. When I start typing in Glee, my phone knows like, oh, Glee Down syndrome gun.
Hey, you could just leave it at the door, thank you.
Yeah, there you go. There it is. That's the It's how do we? There's this.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, not you. Sorry.
Who do you?
I'll open the door. Jamba Juice.
Oh boy.
Sorry, he's got to get his juice.
Yeah.
He'll look at it when he gets back.
The juice is loose.
What? I'm trying to just be decent about it and be Glee Gun. Am I missing a keyword in there?
Glee Down Syndrome Gun.
Do I have to type that in?
You
I
have
feel
to.
Bad if I do.
Why?
Because I feel,
what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. I just feel like
you sounded like me when I said disability.
Okay, I'm putting in the magic keyword. I accidentally clicked on shopping. Sorry, hold on. Oh yes.
I'm sorry about that. What were you saying?
That's
in what context does this happen in this show?
I don't know. I gotta find out. It's a shame that I haven't. You're looking at this.
You don't know the context?
school shooting episode.
Yeah.
They made the girl with Down syndrome be the school shooter?
They gave her the burner.
The fuck, dude? Does she ice anyone?
Maybe she's a good guy with a gun.
Probably. That would be a good hero arc.
Yeah.
Like if a school shooter comes in and then she stops it.
But I have to watch this episode.
We have to watch it now.
Yeah. I have to have answers.
I know. We gotta watch this.
Have you looked up like maybe the context?
I was reading an article.
I searched Down syndrome block and a lot of things come up. But nothing about Glee comes up when I search that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
Is that the name
it's
of this
the
episode?
Name of the, there's a name of the show and it's a cop. It's an old YouTube show.
Oh yeah, dude.
What?
That's old school YouTube. That's
right.
Yeah.
What is it?
I mean, it's the name of the show.
God, you had to have seen it. Dude.
It's the name of the show.
This is like.
I mean, doesn't matter.
Dax
if it's the
Flame
name
Arrow.
Of the show, and like he was fully okay with the show and like being. I haven't checked.
Yeah,
up
he
on
said
it.
He. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I can guess. Oh yeah, okay.
You remember that?
I don't, but I know what it's. I can guess what the title was.
Tobuscus was in an episode.
That's fucking right, dude.
Yep.
A lot of people were.
Oh yeah.
Honestly, dude, that.
Wait, who was in an episode?
Tobuscus.
Do you know who Tobuscus is,
nah.
Brandon? We have to get you up. I know that you're in like.
He just did a video with Kyle Rittenhouse and everything.
I know that you're in like
you
the
think
comedy
be on that
sphere,
radar.
Uh-huh.
Which I guess is more respectable than what we do. But
yeah.
we got to get you up to speed on some of these people. Tobuscus
no.
was a Let's
I'm not,
player.
You know, I'm not half as clouded as you folks.
Well, I haven't been on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah. But you have been on a TV show with Danny McBride.
I am in the pilot for Vice Principals.
Oh, is the guy as like a
hitting on his 13-year-old daughter? Yeah.
Do you have a line
in the show?
No. Well, I'm talking, but you can't hear me.
Oh yeah.
But he comes up and he's like, "Put your shirt on" to his daughter. And
do you
want to like,
act more?
I'd love to. Ryan needs to fucking act. Ryan is an incredible actor.
It's my dream.
Honestly, like Ryan is probably the best actor I've ever met.
It's true.
It's actually like insane.
Wow.
I love acting though. I think you know, maybe if a studio wanted to give us a budget. Or, you know, if Lorne Michaels wanted to
we could make a
notice
good,
us.
I don't want to. We could make a really good movie if someone just gave us a few million dollars. A couple million.
Throw
us a few bones.
Uh-huh.
Throw a brother a bone.
Look how much Disney's making.
Yeah, if I could just give us like a million, two mm-hmm. million, 3 million, mm-hmm. you know?
Fund our projects.
Mm-hmm.
Because we won't.
Well, I want to be the next SNL cast member. What?
Children.
What?
Nothing.
Jake Novak needs to be in whatever movie we make.
He still hasn't released anything.
Yeah.
Maybe by the
Poor
time
guy.
This episode comes out, he has.
Poor guy.
I mean, it's
he's,
so...
He's
going
best
through
move
it.
Possible. Like, the best thing he could have done in that situation was just go silent.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, because everybody started, I don't know. He's
it's not like he did anything illegal and it was canceled.
No, like...
No,
like
he's just like
he didn't
so...
do anything wrong, but...
I mean, yeah, he did. I mean...
Well, kind of.
He did... You know,
the Bad Gun song.
He got, yeah. Like, I do think that what occurred with Jake Novak is that I think that this was like a lot of sort of overdue bullying. You know?
Well, okay. Honestly, like,
because, like, for him to have made those videos, he wasn't
yes.
bullied.
No one
before
told
those
him,
videos.
No one told
or
him.
Maybe he all throughout his life, he throughout bullying, he stuck to his moral code and his
and he's
character.
Like, no, this makes me happy and I'm gonna do it.
He's just incredibly resilient. I mean, yeah, that
now he's famous.
The gun video is, and I like the thumbnail. Gun. The thumbnail is like bad gun. The
That's
thumbnail
my
with
line.
The text that just says bad gun, and it's him like
it's like all lowercase Helvetica. Yeah. It's like.
Bad gun.
The very end of that song where he's like, we're crying, but we're not fools.
And then there's like kind of a long pregnant pause.
And he just
like,
has
he
that
like,
look.
Looks down the barrel of the camera like a little too long.
The camera. Yeah,
ooh.
Like, it could have like stopped there, but it's just like.
Yeah. And I've gathered that he's a straight man.
Okay.
You think Jake
don't speculate on the man's sexuality, but
I've gathered he's
Jake
a
Novak's
straight
beating the pussy up.
Dude,
Jake Novak's hitting those back walls crazy.
Dude, that's
why he hasn't uploaded. He's been drowning
he's so
in
much
pussy.
Sex. You know, dude, Jake Novak could be one of those like white dudes, like the nerdy white dude, but somehow has like a huge cock. And everyone's like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
And no one would expect it, but then they see it and they're like, what?
Yeah.
So I could see like him rocking a hog, but he doesn't look very tall. I'm not saying that short people have smaller penises.
I can look up how tall he is. I'm sure it's on the internet.
He's under 6 foot. There's nothing wrong with being under six. Ryan, you're 5'11 and a half. You're 6 foot. It's fine.
5'9 is the height of an average man, for the record. And I'm not short.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'9.
So you're just average.
I'm an average height man. But there's, you know.
Is it just 5'9 is average, or is there like a gauge?
But
I'm size
13 foot.
Yeah. And I mean, damn, actually those are huge ass shoes, dude.
Big feet.
Our editor Justin wears like 14s.
I think 14 and a half.
Yeah.
14 and a half.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Sheesh.
He's in the other room editing.
He's got
right
some
now.
Big Crocs on today.
I wear 11s, 10 and a half or 11. Yep. It depends on the shoe,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
We could try each other's shoes out.
Yeah,
it's the same.
I mean, what
size.
You're pretty much the same, right?
Mm-hmm. We got to get on
some shoes. I need a 10 and a half to be like tighter. They're too loose if they're 11. But
yeah.
Some a 10 and a half is too small. So
how do we get on? We got to get in the complex sneaker shopping.
Yeah, I want to become a sneakerhead. I want to go drop $6,000 on a pair of sneakers that I'll never put on. Just sit them on a shelf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very, very much. Yeah, wear your damn shoes.
Yeah, fucking, you bought them.
You bought them.
You know?
Isn't there a pair of shoes that you refuse to wear?
No.
Because you don't want to ruin them or something?
No, if I bought them.
Oh, which ones were those?
So there's this pair of, I just spit everywhere. There's this pair of shoes I've always wanted, but they're $5,000, and I'll never be able to justify buying those. But it's this Nike 7-Eleven collab, and like, I got the tattoo, and like, it's the 7-Eleven colors, and it looks sick as fuck.
Uh-huh.
But they're like $5,000, and I'm like, if I got those, it's like, well, it'd be a waste if I didn't wear them.
Is it like a Japanese exclusive thing?
I don't know. I'll show you. They're actually like they're so fucking cool. If any like rich fans out there want to make my day, you guys could mail me those.
I mean, we get sent Tim's.
Yeah, what difference?
No.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Look at these fucking Nike 7-Elevens.
You still have the Gumps though.
Yeah.
Air Force Gumps.
Oh dude. Oh yeah, okay, they went down actually. Wait, I'm seeing websites saying 150 and then websites StockX saying 2700.
Okay, let me see these.
See?
Okay.
Pretty cool. I like those. It goes with my tattoo.
Yeah.
Not the colors, but
that's
thematically.
Yes.
This seems like your style.
Well, if you guys ever see me wearing a $5,000 pair of shoes.
$139.
Yeah, but then scroll more.
Oh.
It I feel like those must be scam websites or like a starting bid.
Okay, yeah. Well, only 20. I'm looking at the 3D sort of the StockX.
Oh yeah,
sort of
dude.
Like,
you can rotate it.
Really,
StockX used to sponsor this podcast. Maybe they could send me the shoes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little too bright for my taste.
Yeah, let's see. Last time they sold was for $2,500. This website's saying up to $6,000.
I wear black Crocs every day, so I can't really nudge in on this too well.
Why?
I don't.
It's not like you don't have style. It's fucking black Crocs, dude. They're comfy.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of comfy, let's go to ad break. Let's let you stretch your little tuchus out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We can pour some champagne, and when we're back, we'll give Brandon his big surprise.
Oh, that wasn't the coin.
No,
wasn't
no, that's,
a surprise.
That's one.
That was a lead up.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right. We're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give off crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
We're back. Well, we got a couple guest traditions. First, I know you're a big Hennessy guy. Every guest that's on the podcast takes a sip out of the Hennessy bottle, and it's almost done.
Yeah. Oh, great. So it's all backwash.
Well, I mean, it still it doesn't look like backwash to me. It
I don't know.
Like
people take
Hennessy.
Pretty light sips. It's very light.
It's very light. So this is who was... This is, Jax Films was taking a swig out of this?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people taking a swig out of it.
Technically, our lips were the last ones.
And it's the alcohol kills the germs, you know, so it's like,
yeah,
it's, put some Hennessy in your Jamba Juice.
Fun sitch. Oh, all right. Yeah.
Hey, man, go crazy.
There it goes.
Oh, shit,
oh,
dude.
Fuck.
God damn.
Whoa.
That might be the biggest swig. No, George Clanton took a really big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I mean, if you want more, go for it. I mean,
it's not a rule.
I'm not going to stop
how
you.
Big the sip
I mean,
is.
Are you guys going to, are you sipping also?
We usually take a sip too, but
I do
but
have,
we don't have to take a
I
sip.
I do have things to do after this as well. So
well, I'm going to open the champagne.
And you're popping.
Popping bottles over here. Let me get
that.
A little of that Henny. Dude, we got to like.
We need to buy some more Henny.
We got to buy another Henny bottle. And we got to like.
Goes down
all
so
my
smooth.
Shelf. Yeah. I'm a big cognac guy.
It tastes odd. I just don't like alcohol in general, so like.
Yeah.
Are you sick?
I'm sick with it. Nice. For sure.
Come on. You got this, Matt. He's taking a while to
just
sip.
Just kill it.
Just took the sip.
It's like nothing. It's like, just kill it.
We gotta save it for the rest of the
game. Do you want the rest?
No. I mean.
Do you wanna just take. Do
you
want you
should
rest?
Kill it.
No.
Matt should kill it.
There's enough for one more guest. Maybe Hassan can kill it.
Okay.
Hassan will kill it.
We'll be the last sip. Would you be the honorary last sip?
Yeah,
he's gonna be the next guest.
Now,
unless someone's
gonna, wrap
that,
his,
then he can take the first sip. It's,
wrap his painted nails around that bottle.
We gotta have Carl Jacobs on and have him drink some Hennessy. Man, fucking Carl Jacobs dethroned us as most popular YouTubers from South Carolina.
Mm.
Came out of fucking nowhere.
Brutal.
Was he from?
Then
Charleston?
He has his own Chipotle collab and everything.
Is he from Charleston?
He's from Charleston.
Well, I'm from.
I'm from
Columbia.
Yeah.
So I guess I still have. We could still have that. You went to college in Columbia as well. So,
yeah, but we're still not up there. Even Torui Moy went to USC. He's famous from our college. Strom Thurmond.
Aziz Ansari's from South Carolina.
He is. He's from Greenville, yeah. I think.
Chadwick Boseman.
He's from South Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
Gamecocks.
We're Gamecocks. Yeah, we went to USC each for 1 year
right.
And then dropped out to do YouTube.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So I actually was surprised at how supportive my parents were of that idea. They were out of money. They were like, we have enough for one more semester, and you just finished your first two semesters. So if you want to try it.
Is this still Jim's bath towel?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
That stinks. I mean,
he's clean when he, okay, I'll use my shirt.
For the listeners at home, the viewers at home, did you explain this towel situation?
We might have before.
It's on our episode with Sabrina, and I don't know if this is coming out before or after that, but basically Jim took a shower, there's no towels, and there was a hand towel, so Jim dried his whole body with a hand towel. I needed something to open the champagne with, I find the hand towel, I'm like, sweet, perfect. And then, you know, I'm sipping out of the bottle and everything. Yeah. We all are. And he's like, oh, I dried myself with a hand towel today. And I was like, this one? And he's like, yeah.
This has been inside Jim's hole.
Jim's hole.
Yeah.
That sounds like some, like place off the beaten path. Like
Jim's hole.
In the woods.
Jim's hole.
We're hiking in Jim's hole today. Well, Brandon, we have another surprise for you.
Yes.
Why don't you reach under your seat? Yeah. A little far. You almost got it.
Oh boy. Okay.
Yep. Go ahead and open it. Open her up.
There it is. And then what's this?
There you go, buddy.
This is flour.
That's $35,000 of cocaine.
Oh wow.
Awesome. We treat our guests good.
This is good shit. Oh man, cut this open with a knife.
Yeah, you could taste it if you want to see if it's real.
Do you have a knife we can cut?
I have a pocket knife actually.
Like a brick.
I have a pocket knife in my pocket.
Mm. Usually, you want to get it on the gums.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to it?
It's not in my pocket anymore.
We could use keys.
I have keys.
Can
Brandon's just like fully thinking we're joking. Just like suddenly it dawns on him, this actually is $35,000 worth of cocaine. What do you think we spend the YouTube money on, dude?
Oh boy.
We definitely relish in excess here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
You could take that with you when you go.
Oh, thank you, bro.
Get pulled over.
I'm trying to wrap it up so then.
Layton didn't do a very good job packing that brick.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I told him to get
You
like,
put it in the bag so it doesn't spill
get ducked
everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, take it. Jack can have some too if he wants.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'll send him your regards.
We're like Sigmund Freud for many reasons, but Sigmund Freud loved cocaine so much he would give it to people as a gift at like birthdays and Christmas and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact,
he also wanted to fuck his mom.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Bro, I feel like he just wanted to fuck his mom.
Oh, I literally like.
Oh, been, no, everyone
I've
wants
been,
to.
Yeah, Ben said this vis a vis Sigmund Freud.
Everyone wants to?
Well, yeah, that's
that was what
said.
He. Oh, that's what he was
the
saying.
The Sigmund Freud thing is like.
I thought you just threw that out as like a. Like, of course, everyone wants to. Like, yes, it's obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I literally just started doing a bit about this, but now, but I'm sure a lot of people have happened upon this.
Great minds, man.
You know?
Yeah, you can do it. You just gotta when you're on stage doing the bit. You just gotta be like, yeah, this one's co-written by YouTubers Matt and Ryan from Supermega.
Yeah. Easy. I feel like maybe I should just not do it.
No, it's good.
Maybe I should just like not do it.
It's no, do it, man.
No, it's fine.
Do a fucking bit, man.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
I don't have to do it anymore.
We can do it.
You could.
We tag team stand up. We're the first stand up duo, and we do stand up at the same time. We say all the jokes and the punchlines at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Play off each other. And the Sigmund Freud thing is good.
Yeah.
That's definitely something we can do. I like that a lot. No, not the cocaine, the jokes.
Joke?
His content.
Oh, yeah. Well, we need...
Do you write your jokes in a little joke book?
Yeah, you know, there's...
A little diary?
A little notebook, yeah.
If someone stole it, would you be anxious?
Yeah, I mean...
That you've lost all your jokes?
This might be a problem.
Why, are there some bad jokes in there?
I mean, yeah, it's also, yeah, it's...
It's all, like, just inward jokes.
Yeah, there's just like, manifesto, yeah. These words.
These words.
Yeah. They shock you. Fuck. Yeah, some Afro-Americans. I cannot believe it's almost like this is his greatest comedy act. He's like, this is going to be really funny from start to finish. I'm just going to like lambast myself on national television, just a complete, like he's like, this is the ultimate form of comedy.
Every time you go back and rewatch it, it gets worse worse and worse.
I remember when it happened, November 4th, 2006.
I remember that day.
Oh, like, sick.
It was a Friday. Mm. He's in our book. He's a central character in our book.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And that actually, the Laugh Factory scene is like a crucial plot point in the book.
But... And he survived, so he could come up in the sequel, too. But I'm not saying, promising anything.
Yeah.
But if people wanted him in the sequel.
Yeah. If they, he went to Guantanamo Bay.
We could break him out.
This is super mega saves the troops.
Yeah.
I've yet to read. Maybe I'll take a copy on the way out.
You can buy one.
I could give you, I have cash.
You can have a copy.
No, it's fine. I mean, I'll, support the cause.
We give.
It's self-published.
Yeah.
So,
it's good quality.
So we had to fully fund that. I mean, there was no publisher putting on money. And, it's an expensive task, producing a book.
We weren't recognized by the New York Times.
Mm-hmm. We qualified to be number one on New York Times bestseller list. And because it's not sold in, traditional stores, they're just like, nope.
Oh, it doesn't count.
No. So the New York Times bestseller list actually isn't, a ranking. It's basically, they can just
pick and
choose. It's
not a list of the best books out right now?
No, they pick and choose. And if they don't like certain books, even if they do great, they're like, So I learned a lot about, I read about the New York Times bestseller list when we published the book, because that was our goal. It's like,
and there's no specific store that they know of, because it's like very secretive that you can just it's not like you can just be in Barnes & Noble. You also have to show up in smaller shops as well, too.
You can't just be in one. They make it really fucking, I don't want to go with a publisher, though, because they're going to take 40%.
I want to be a New York Times
bestseller. I want to be a New York Times bestseller. I want to be the next SNL cast.
I want to be on the new.
And here's why we should be a contender. I think Lorne Michaels has seen that.
I think that he himself has not seen it, but I'm sure that everybody around him has.
Everyone
seen
on SNL
it,
has seen that for sure.
I'm sure that everybody on that program has seen that.
Do you think they'd go as far to have him make a little surprise appearance in a
That's probably why he went quiet, and he's on the show.
Yeah, he's flying out to New York. Is he based in New York?
He's in L.A.
Oh, so he's
in
L.A.
No, he works at Disneyland.
He works at Disneyland.
He's been driving to New York.
He rented a U-Haul.
Once they found where he worked, it was like...
Well, they found where he works because if you just go on his Instagram, it's there.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the barbershop
public
quartet.
About it. Yeah.
He's one of the guys in the barbershop quartet. And
so I could have run into him.
Might have walked past him at some point.
That was a nice moment of reflection.
Just knowing that, this strange world of ours.
Yeah.
Our paths, we probably have passed Jake Novak multiple times in our life. We're from the same state, and we went to some of the same things growing up as we were little kids.
We were out here.
So it's like, maybe we crossed paths when we were kids. I had no idea.
Is that the good stuff?
It's Prosecco.
Yeah. Raffino.
It's no Aperol Spritz.
Well, it's one element of an Aperol Spritz.
Mm. How you feel about that one? Oh, a little messy.
I made a little
Prosecco
mad.
Base.
Prosecco is my favorite. I love Prosecco. I told Leighton to get champagne, not Prosecco. But, he brings 18 fucking Coronas.
And he got...
Two packs? Yeah.
Two six-packs Mike's Hard Lemonade? I'm surprised you didn't go for another White Claw, honestly. Seems like you're kind of, you loved your last, the last one you
had. Well, it's just kind of it's a nice sort of low commitment.
Yeah. You got to drive out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, so I got to drink a couple more.
Yeah.
Come on. Hey, come on now.
Well, Brandon, do you have any cool projects in the works? Are you in any movies that you can talk about?
Well, I want to plug, we got a new, web series. I'm working on it with James Corden. It's DUI Carpool Karaoke.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And
if you need more guests,
we get them.
We're good.
Yeah.
At it.
We get James six brews deep.
Dude, all you need is a brew and a half with that guy too.
He's going real fast.
Are you scared that his comedy will overshadow yours?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a mere, you know, I'm in service of him
okay.
on that project. Okay. You know, I kind of take a back seat.
Literally, in the back.
Literally, yeah.
No seatbelt challenge.
Yeah, and you know, and then we've got like we'll bring in like a Demi Lovato or something, and they, you know, they go
drink.
They're like, oh no, they're not drinking.
Oh, just James.
James is drinking. James is drinking and driving.
Do they know that he's been drinking?
Yes, and they're begging him to stop.
And he goes.
And he's got one on the road. for the road.
He's got his fucking flask in his hand.
They're like, you know, James, slow down, please. Oh,
you're
no,
gonna
stop.
Hurt somebody. Stop.
Oh no, stop! And he's like, it makes me a better driver.
And then
sing the song. Sing the song.
Starts like fucking screaming, you know, tub thumping,
mm-hmm.
and then fucking stops the red light, gets out, dances a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Cars.
Oh,
are
that's
honking,
that was good when he stopped traffic
and did his funny rat dance.
Mm-hmm.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
Jostled his cock and balls in costume.
Oh, he like sort of didn't want to.
Yeah, he was gyrating.
He humped.
A little bit, and you see some movement.
He humps the air. I don't know. I don't know when this comes out, so I'll just say like I don't. There's my pod that you've been on.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta get you both in.
Yeah,
there,
we
maybe,
gotta go on together.
You know?
It's a fun pod. It's you and Jack Wagner, Versace Tamagotchi.
Yeah,
fantastic
but still,
little group of boys.
Yeah, but still, is the name of the podcast. And then
they do two episodes a week. So when
one's
I met
Patreon, yeah.
Yeah, they do a Patreon episode and a regular one. And when I met, they were on like 200 something. Now you're on 450.
It passed us. Too much.
It's a lot of Brandon Wardell.
It's a lot.
So if you guys want some more Brandon.
But yeah, on road. So, you know, I don't know when this comes out. So I just search my name on the computer. And
you have a Wikipedia page.
Maybe I'll be in your...
American comedian, Brandon Wardell.
Yeah.
When you get in your... Well, you've had Comedy Central things, too. When are you getting your own special, Brandon?
I would love to, you know, I would love to do a Netflix special, you know, but, you know.
We'll pull some strings for you.
Yeah. Talk to him. You know. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, just fucking the pod, and you know, come see me on the road.
Yeah.
I don't think there's. I mean, you know, that's about it.
I couldn't have said it any better myself, Brandon.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
You have a great podcast. Yeah, but still, thank you for coming on, man. It's been a pleasure. Want to hit this?
Oh sure, yeah.
It's been a pleasure having you.
What are you?
That's lychee.
Slurping on.
This was lychee.
It's DMT, by the way.
And then,
no, Brandon, I'm serious. It's DMT.
This one's.
Okay, give it
you
30
DMT?
Seconds.
Oh,
this tastes really good.
It's Let's DMT. Talk about that. DMT is
could have
a
actually
drug.
Like. I want to get a DMT vape and do that type of thing where I'm like it's DMT.
I told you.
I mean, you fucking see, you know, like the wood elves talking to you. You ever done DMT, Brandon?
I've not. No. Have you done DMT?
I have not, no. It's like the third in a row we've talked about DMT.
Next episode.
You got to do like a getting dug with high situation, but everybody gets
ripped. Our last guest was on that show.
DMT.
Our last guest, Eric, went on getting dug with high.
Eric.
Common etiquette. He's a YouTuber, but he's also like... He was known as like the Salvia guy. He was on Tosh.0 for Salvia, and
which I didn't know at all.
I regret
getting dug when I was younger.
Really?
So I'm like, I don't want me being high should not be on.
Well, that's what he said too. He was like, I was sitting there next to Todd Glass, and I was just fucking like, I didn't say anything. I was just so high and paranoid.
Is it because you get so like if you just went and like smoked like a joint, it would have been fine, or is it just how
no,
high
I'd
you got?
No, I'd rather just like if I'm high, I want it to be that's like between me and God. like that should be like
Doesn't
at home
aired.
I like maybe you know shower and like watch the TV, but like I don't want that to be like on YouTube on wax documented.
Too late for us.
Yeah,
we too
did
damn
the Cold
late.
Ones podcast and.
Oh yeah, that's the one where you drink, 5,000 beers.
Yeah. That was alcohol poisoning for me.
Mm.
I'll drink to that. We got to redeem ourselves. Go back to Australia soon and go back on and.
Oh, it's in Australia.
Uh-huh. It's our buddies that live in Australia.
Unless
so.
They come to LA and do one of those things where they get a bunch of people on.
That'd be cool. But Max never wants to come to LA.
They could wheel me in.
Yeah. Yes, you could be in your wheelchair.
So that's like we were talking about Creator Clash off pod.
Yeah.
Have you guys talked? You guys have talked about it plenty.
I don't think
so.
Not much.
You guys
talked about it a lot, but I mean, you want to talk about
both
it?
Both of you just have CTE. Or what's the?
Well, his brain scrambled
a little bit.
His back's fucked.
Yeah.
I still have lasting signs of a concussion, and my pupils get fucking massive every night. Still, hey, I have not booked that neurology appointment. I don't need
to talk about.
I'd rather just drink some Prosecco.
Hey, that's a good cure to anything.
Alcohol is a
Prosecco
good,
a day keeps the doctor away.
That's what they say. That rhymed too. Damn, Brandon, you fucking killed that Jamba Juice.
I killed it. I'm kind of a chugger, kind of a slurper.
Okay.
I happen to be.
Happen to be a bit of a chugger myself.
I happen to be a little bit of a bit of a chugger and a slurper.
Damn. Well, Brandon, thank you for coming on.
Yes, thank you.
Do you have any parting words for our viewers?
No, not really. I feel like it's all been. We've said everything, you know.
I think we've said everything we can say.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Matt and I love our viewers and hope they continue to support us by going to the Patreon. And
$5 a month. Just get some bonus stuff.
Merch.
Here's my merch item. It's good quality. Brandon, why are you not wearing Super Mega merch? We're both wearing Super Mega merch.
If you give me some, I'll wear it.
I actually...
We wear it on your podcast?
Sure.
Wait, hold on. Before we leave... Brandon, do you remember that one time you were doing a stand-up set or something, and I was coming to it, and I was showing up, and just to fuck with you, I texted you, and I was like, I sent him this like very earnest message. It was like, hey, dude, could you like wear some Super Mega merch on stage tonight? Just trying to get out there more, and I think it would be really cool. And Brandon, you were just like, you were like, yeah, I can. And you said yes.
Did I say that?
You said yes. And then I was like, Brandon, I'm kidding.
I don't remember this.
Well, you said yes to it. And I felt really bad because I was like, well, that's very sweet, Brandon, but
yeah.
Would you have done it?
Sure. I mean, you know, there's still time, right?
Yeah. When you go on tour for your stand-up stuff, just go to Super Mega Merch all the time.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all, everybody. Have a great day. Go check out Brandon's podcast and...
Got at them ribs.
And pussy too.
Man, it's always a slam dunk when I see Ryan and Matt. Love you guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.